This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you badass lovebirds. Let's get real about wedding photography. You've seen the dreamy Instagram feeds, but what really goes into capturing those picture-perfect moments?
Yeah. You know, it's funny.
Or diving deep into the nitty-gritty thanks to a wedding photographer's year and like a juicy month-by-month breakdown.
Yeah.
Get ready for some truth bombs and maybe a few F-bombs.
Awesome.
Let's do this.
So I think what's so fascinating is that most people only see the final product, you know, those gorgeous photos,
right?
Without realizing just the massive amount of work that happens behind the scenes.
Totally. It's not just about like snapping pics and calling it a day.
Right.
It's like a freaking triathlon of artistry and business hustle.
Yes.
And emotional stamina.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking peak seasons that'll make your head spin, a whole lot of shit you never even considered.
Yeah.
And burnout lurking around every corner.
Exactly. So the concept of wedding season is crucial to understanding this dynamic.
Okay.
And the sources really emphasize the stark contrast between the peak season madness, typically May through October,
right. And
then the slower off season.
So like feast or famine.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I guess people want to frolic in sunshine, not shiver in their wedding dress.
Right.
But tell me more about this peak season craziness.
Sure.
Just how busy does it get?
Well, during peak months, a wedding photographer might be shooting 6 to 8 weddings a month.
Holy shit.
June especially is like the Super Bowl of weddings.
6 to 8 weddings. No wonder they need those off-season margaritas.
Okay.
But seriously, it's more than just snapping pics at that point. It's got to be a full-blown business operation.
Absolutely. Beyond the lens, there's marketing, client management, taxes, editing.
Yeah.
You're running a company while also being an artist.
Right.
And the sources dive deep into this often overlooked aspect of the job.
Okay, so it's like being a CEO, a therapist, and a creative ninja all rolled into one. Damn, that's intense. No wonder burnout is a huge issue, like the sources mentioned. I can't even handle back-to-back brunch dates without needing a nap.
So burnout is a real concern, especially during those peak months, and the sources highlight the importance of time management.
Oh.
Delegating tasks like hiring a second shooter and prioritizing self-care.
Second shooter?
Yes.
Is that like a wedding photography wingman?
Essentially.
Okay.
Yes.
And we self-care during wedding season.
Yes.
Is that even possible when you're juggling a million things?
A second shooter is essentially an assistant photographer who helps capture different angles and moments throughout the day. And yes, self-care can be tough to prioritize, but it's essential to avoid burnout.
Okay, that makes sense. You can't pour from an empty cup and all that jazz.
Right.
But seriously, how do these photographers actually make it through peak season without losing their minds? Is there like a secret society where they trade sanity tips and emergency caffeine stashes?
Well, that's where the off season becomes so critical.
Right.
It's not just time off. It's strategic downtime for photographers to recharge and work on their business, not just in it.
Wait, so you're telling me they actually work during the off season?
Yeah.
No sleeping until noon and binge watching Netflix? Damn, these people are dedicated.
The off season is when photographers refresh their websites, update portfolios, network, attend industry events.
Wow.
And maybe even take workshops to hone their skills.
Okay.
It's crucial for staying competitive and preventing creative stagnation.
That's actually pretty smart. Like using the downtime to level up your game.
Yes.
I usually just use my downtime to eat leftover pizza and stalk exes on social media.
Right.
Maybe I should take a page out of their book.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a valuable lesson for anyone, really.
True.
How can you utilize those down periods
right. In
your own life? It's about maximizing your potential, not just surviving.
Okay, that's a good point. I'm getting all inspired over here. Maybe I'll finally learn how to make sourdough bread or something.
Nice.
But for now, let's get back to the wedding photography roller coaster. So our source takes us on this month-by-month journey through a typical wedding photographer's year. And it's a wild ride.
Yeah.
Starting with January.
Yeah.
Photographers are coming off the holiday season craziness,
maybe
nursing a champagne hangover or two,
right?
And facing a mountain of paperwork and taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, taxes. Even the most creative souls can't escape that joy.
That's true.
I'm already stressing out just thinking about it.
Mm.
But January is also about fresh starts, right?
Excellent.
New Year's resolutions, setting goals, all that good stuff.
Yep.
What are photographers focused on at the start of the year?
It's a time for reflection and planning, reviewing last year's work, updating websites and portfolios, setting goals for the year ahead, and strategizing for the upcoming season.
Right. Got to get organized and shit.
Yeah.
And maybe stock up on coffee, because this is about to get real. February brings Valentine's Day, which means...
Buffet engagements, of course.
Ooh, that's smart. They're capitalizing on the lovey-dovey vibes.
Right.
So February is all about marketing bridal shows and snagging those newly engaged couples before someone else does right.
Exactly. It's a great time to offer Valentine's Day specials, attend bridal shows, and ramp up those marketing efforts. And then comes March, when things start to heat up, both literally and figuratively.
Ooh, here we go. Wedding season is officially on the horizon. Bring on the chaos.
March is about prepping gear, finalizing contracts, and getting ready for the onslaught of weddings, especially in those warmer climates. Engagement sessions are also in full swing.
Right, because everyone wants those cute-ass pics before the big day.
Right.
But March is also about dotting those I's and crossing those. It's right.
Absolutely.
Because you do not want a contract snafu in the middle of wedding season.
Clear contracts are crucial in this industry.
Yeah.
And then April arrives.
Oh.
The mad dash for those last-minute spring and early summer weddings begins.
Oh, shit. Here comes the bridezilla apocalypse.
It's a whirlwind of engagement sessions, client consultations, and making sure everything is in order for the upcoming wedding season. And then
dun, dun, dun.
May arrives, the floodgates open, and it's officially wedding season, baby.
Hold on to your hats, folks. This is where the real thing begins. We're talking back-to-back weddings, sometimes even double or triple headers on a weekend.
That's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah.
May is when photographers really earn their stripes, juggling shoots, editing client meetings, and probably surviving on a diet of coffee and adrenaline.
And dry shampoo.
Yes.
Don't forget the dry shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so May is all about survival mode.
Yeah.
But tell me just how crazy does it get during peak season? Like, spill the tea, sis.
Well, picture this back-to-back weddings every weekend, sometimes even two or three in a single day. You're talking 10-plus hour shifts, hauling heavy equipment, dealing with demanding clients, all while trying to capture those perfect once-in-a-lifetime moments.
Damn.
It's a high-pressure gig, no doubt.
There's a whole lot of hustle. No wonder these photographers are chugging espresso like it's going out of style. But seriously, how do they manage to stay creative and energized with that kind of schedule?
Yeah.
It's got to be tough to avoid burnout when you're constantly on the go.
It is, and that's where those self-care practices and time management skills come in.
Right.
The sources emphasize the importance of taking breaks, even if it's just for a few minutes, to recharge and refocus.
Okay, so even ninja warriors need a timeout now and then.
Yes.
Got it. But let's break this down even further.
Okay.
You mentioned June is like the Super Bowl of weddings.
Yeah.
What exactly does that look like for a photographer? Paint me a picture.
Imagine this. June arrives. The weather is glorious and love is in the air, literally. June is typically the busiest month for weddings. Mm. So photographers are booked solid. Mm. They're managing multiple weddings every weekend, juggling demanding clients, and they're even more demanding families.
Oh, my God.
All while trying to maintain their artistic vision and deliver stunning images.
Okay, so basically organized chaos with a side of champagne and a whole lot of tulle.
Pretty much.
Got it. And what about the actual photography? Is it all posed shots and cheesy smiles, or are we talking some seriously creative shit?
It's a mix of both, actually.
Oh.
The sources highlight the importance of capturing both the traditional posed shots that families expect, as well as the candid in-the-moment shots that tell a more authentic story.
Ooh, I love those candid shots. Ah. The ones where you catch a genuine laugh or a stolen glance.
Yes.
Those are the ones that really make you feel something.
Exactly.
But seriously, how do photographers manage to capture those fleeting moments amidst all the chaos? It's like trying to herd cats, right?
It takes a combination of skill, experience, and a little bit of intuition.
Right.
The best wedding photographers are like ninjas blending into the background while anticipating those perfect moments and capturing them before they disappear.
Woo.
They're masters of observation, composition, and lighting, all while navigating the dynamics of a wedding day.
Okay, that's pretty badass.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see why this is more than just a hobby with a fancy camera.
Yeah.
But June's not the only crazy month.
Right. Right.
What about July and August? Are things slowing down at all by then?
Well, July is still very much peak season with those beautiful summer weddings in full swing.
Yeah.
The pressure remains high with photographers juggling shoots, editing client communication, and of course, keeping that social media game strong.
Right. Because in the age of Instagram, if it's not documented, did it even happen?
Exactly.
And let's be real, clients are probably blowing up their phones with questions and panicking about seating charts.
Oh, yeah.
It's like being a wedding therapist, a tech support hotline, and a photographer all rolled into one.
Exactly. It's a delicate balance of managing expectations, staying organized, and keeping your cool under pressure.
Right.
And while August might see a slight dip in intensity,
okay,
it's still a busy month.
So no rest for the wicked.
Mm.
But I'm guessing photographers use that downtime wisely, right? Like prepping for the next wave of wedding madness.
Absolutely. August is a time for catching up on editing, refining workflows, and starting to prep for the fall wedding rush. And speaking of fall, September is another peak month, especially in those picture-perfect fall foliage destinations.
Ooh, fall weddings. So romantic.
Oh.
But wait, doesn't September also mark the start of the next year's booking season?
Yeah.
So they're shooting weddings A&D, trying to snag new clients for the following year. Talk about multitasking.
That's right. September is a double whammy.
Wow.
Photographers are juggling current clients while also marketing their services, attending bridal shows, and booking weddings for the next year.
Mm.
It's a delicate balancing act for sure.
Damn, that's intense. It's like spinning plates while riding a unicycle on a tightrope. And then comes October with those gorgeous autumnal weddings and family portraits.
Yes. October is a popular time for family portraits, especially with the holidays approaching.
Oh, right.
So photographers are managing wedding shoots, editing, delivering galleries, and squeezing in those family sessions.
Jeez.
It's a test of their organizational skills and stamina.
Okay. I'm officially exhausted just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Can we fast forward to the part where everyone gets a massage and a giant glass of wine?
Well, you're in luck. November rolls around and the wedding season starts to wind down.
Finally.
Photographers can finally exhale, catch up on post-production work.
Yeah.
And maybe even get a decent night's sleep.
Hallelujah. Time for some serious self-care and a whole lot of Netflix.
Right.
But I'm guessing November isn't just about lounging around in sweatpants, right?
Not exactly. November is also a time for end-of-year planning.
Okay.
Thinking about holiday offers, tax prep, and basically getting all their ducks in a row before the year ends.
Right, because even creative geniuses have to deal with the adulting stuff.
It's true.
And then finally we reach December, the calm after the storm, right?
Exactly. December is typically a quieter month for wedding photographers.
Yeah.
They might have a few weddings or holiday events, but it's mostly a time to wrap up any loose ends, send out holiday greetings to clients, and maybe even take a well-deserved break.
Yes, please. These folks have earned some serious R&R. But December is also a time for reflection and goal setting for the next year, right?
Absolutely. It's a time to look back on the year, celebrate accomplishments, and start thinking about how to make next year even better.
Oh,
they might invest in new equipment, explore new creative techniques, or simply take some time to recharge and reconnect with their passion.
Love it. So even though December is technically the off season, it's still a pretty productive time.
It is.
It's like the calm before the storm,
yeah,
but with a side of champagne and maybe a brainstorming session or two.
Precisely. And that brings us to the end of our whirlwind tour through a year in the life of a wedding photographer.
Ooh.
It's a wild ride full of highs and lows, but ultimately it's a rewarding profession for those who are passionate about capturing those once-in-a-lifetime moments.
Damn, that was intense. I feel like I just ran a marathon in heels, carrying a 50-pound camera bag and editing photos in between shots.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, I'm super impressed by these photographers. They're not just artists. They're entrepreneurs, they're storytellers, and they're masters of multitasking. It's like, bow down, bitches.
They're the unsung heroes of the wedding industry, capturing the laughter, the tears, and they do it all while making it look effortless.
Right. But now, knowing what we know about the insane demands of this job, I gotta ask, how the hell do they avoid becoming total bridezillas themselves?
Well, I think a lot of it comes down to passion and perspective. These photographers genuinely love what they do, and they understand the importance of staying grounded amidst the chaos.
Okay.
The sources talk about the emotional toll of witnessing so many weddings. You know, the joy, the stress, the occasional family drama.
Right.
And how crucial it is to have healthy coping mechanisms.
Okay, so it's like they're absorbing all that emotional energy.
Yes.
Good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to find ways to process it without turning into a raging bridezilla themselves.
Exactly.
That makes sense. But I'm still curious, what are some of those coping mechanisms? Is there like a secret wedding photographer support group where they vent about crazy mothers-in-law and share tips for dealing with demanding brides?
Well, not exactly a secret society,
yeah,
but the sources do highlight the importance of community and support within the industry.
Yeah.
Photographers often connect with each other online and in person, sharing advice, resources, and even just venting about the challenges of the job.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having a built-in therapy group, but with better Instagram feeds.
Okay, I love that. It's like finding your tribe of fellow creatives who get it.
Right.
But let's circle back to the whole burnout thing.
Okay.
We've talked about self-care and time management, but are there any other strategies photographers use to stay sane during peak season?
The sources mention things like setting boundaries with clients, being selective about the weddings they take on, and even incorporating mindfulness practices into their workday. Imagine you're shooting a wedding with 200 guests, a stressed out bride, and a demanding wedding planner breathing down your neck.
Oh my God.
You need some serious Zen skills to stay focused and not lose your shit.
Damn, that's some next level mindfulness. I can barely meditate for 5 minutes without checking my phone. But it makes sense if you're constantly surrounded by chaos and emotion.
Yes.
You gotta find ways to create your own inner peace.
Absolutely.
It's like being a warrior monk, but with a camera instead of a sword.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance between capturing the energy of the moment.
Right.
While maintaining your own sense of calm and control. And that's ultimately what makes a great wedding photographer.
Yeah.
That ability to navigate the emotional roller coaster while still delivering stunning images.
Okay. I'm officially in awe of these badass photographers. They're like artists, entrepreneurs, therapists, and Zen masters all rolled into one. But let's shift gears for a second and talk about the business side of things. We know it's more than just taking pretty pictures. But how do photographers actually make money? Is it all about those expensive wedding packages, or is there more to it?
Well, wedding packages are definitely a big part of it, but there's also a whole ecosystem of additional revenue streams.
Okay.
The sources mention things like selling prints and albums, offering engagement shoots and boudoir sessions, even teaching workshops and mentoring other photographers.
Oh, I love that. It's like creating a whole brand around your passion and expertise.
Right.
But it also sounds like a constant hustle.
It is.
To stay on top of everything, the photography, the marketing, the client management, the editing. Damn, these folks are working their asses off.
They are, and that's why it's so important to appreciate the value they bring to the table.
Yeah.
It's not just about snapping photos. It's about capturing memories that will last a lifetime.
Preach. And speaking of memories, I want to ask our listener a question. Think about your own wedding, or maybe a wedding you've attended. What are the moments that stand out the most? Are they the perfectly posed shots or those candid in-between moments that capture the raw emotion of the day?
It's those unscripted moments, the stolen glances, the tears of joy, the genuine laughter that truly tell the story of a wedding day.
Yeah.
And that's the magic that wedding photographers are able to capture, those fleeting moments that might otherwise be forgotten.
Damn, that's beautiful. And it makes me think about how we approach wedding planning in general.
Yeah.
Maybe we should all focus less on the perfectly curated Instagram moments and more on creating an experience that's authentic and meaningful, even if it's a little messy and imperfect.
Absolutely. It's about embracing the chaos, the laughter, the tears, and allowing those real emotions to shine through.
Hmm.
And that's something that a skilled wedding photographer can help you capture and cherish for years to come.
Okay, my lovebirds. That's a wrap on our deep dive into the world of wedding photography.
Yes.
We've uncovered the highs, the lows, and everything in between. Remember, behind every stunning wedding photo is a talented, hardworking photographer who's probably running on caffeine and sheer willpower.
So next time you see that perfect wedding photo, take a moment to appreciate the artistry, the hustle, and the emotional ninja skills that went into capturing it. And if you're planning your own wedding, remember to prioritize those authentic moments, be kind to your photographer, and maybe offer them a shot of tequila. They've earned it.
Hell yeah, they have. All right, my loves, go out there and create a wedding that's as unique and badass as you are. And don't forget to hire a photographer who can capture all the magic, even the messy bits. Until next time, stay wild and keep it real.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.